Hello, welcome back again. Our next speaker is Leo van der Woestijn. He will be talking about what he would like to see in catalog zones. But his talk is aimed at DNS developers. The floor is yours. You have 15 minutes.
Hello, welcome, and thanks for being here. This is my first presentation ever, so I'm nervous, so I'll try to calm down. If I'm talking too fast, then let me know. Also, I think it will be a short presentation after Andre's the other complicated presentations. Well, my name is Leo van Woestijn. I'm a DNS operator. I operate a large Anycast for the second largest registry. And besides that, we have other name servers that do a lot of domain names, a couple of million. And we try to maintain those. And I came across catalog zones, which I found very interesting, but wasn't that scalable yet. But still the concept I found interesting. It is...
Your dog's
safe. You can put her in the back.
Might have been my fault.
You can put her in the back.
Try again.
Okay. So there's not much new. Shall I put her in the back?
Yeah, maybe that's better.
One moment. Sorry for the interruption. So it's already a working concept. And another warning is that the presentation was prepared very quickly. And I have code examples that have tiny fonts. So if you want to see the codes, then maybe open already the slides on your laptop so you can read it, because maybe you cannot read it here. Okay, let's go. As I said, I run an Anycast. And of course, I need to generate configurations. So I run like 7 top-level domain names on many locations, and I run them all in separate daemons. So I ended up with hundreds of daemons. So the way to configure this, the usual way, I think, is to use Python, Jinja, and YAML, and then synchronize that configuration, and then you have to reload that configuration to be loaded. That needs a provisioning a place where you provision where you start your provisioning to those daemons over out of band. And so that's I think a common setup. Catalog zones contain the information that's like variable in your configuration. So basically the list of zones that you need to be loaded, need to have loaded in your daemon. The configuration of the daemon is not so addressed, but the catalog zone is. So this is a code example that is working. What can I tell about it? Simply, you load have it in the master, and your secondaries will load this, and then the PTRs on the right side, you see the domain names that need to be loaded, and when you do a DDNS call on your master, the PTR record will be added or be removed, and then all your secondaries will load that zone or delete that zone. So is simply working. I did that, it's fine. So, but what I did is extending it a bit, because at the moment only bind supports catalog zones, and you want to use this concept also in other daemons. So with the additional section on the bottom, I can iterate over the zone. I'm already at the next slide. So at the bottom here, you see additional config that you can put in there, like your masters, like where to allow notifies from, or allow transfer from. The main important thing is the stuff on the top. So the here's the stuff that I added. It's simply a Zona MD record, which I use for the integrity of the data. And it's a new record. I think it's still, it's still a draft. And you see the number 240 in there, in that line. That is a field that is reserved for private use. So you can use it for putting hashes of parts of your records, and even just a part of the value of a resource record. That's all up to you. And I use it to generate a list of domain names that I can compare in other daemons if they're present or not. And then run commands, the vendor-specific commands, to do your mutations. Okay, so yeah, the benefit is that you don't need to reconfigure it. It goes automatically by the how do you say when the catalog zone is being refreshed. So that doesn't involve that much work anymore. Well, you don't need vendor-specific commands for maintaining it. Well, actually, that's more like a future thing, because right now it's not as supported yet. And you don't need additional support, which usually use rsync or SCP or whatever you use to have your configuration proficient. And for that, you also don't need the user. Plus, let's say you are a DNS, you serve DNS for multiple registries, then you can have a catalog zone for each of your customer, and they can maintain that catalog zone, and then your secondaries will add and delete domain names that in those daemons. And it simplifies a lot. I did a little bit of abuse of the RR type in the beginning to come to this result. Initially, I wanted to use the NXT record, which is obsolete. It's the next record. Then I tried the Zona status record. Which is assigned by ICANN, but it does not have a real RFC. Only had a draft, and therefore it's not supported in DNS Python, nor in NOT, and not in NSD. So the record does not exist in there. While I was experimenting, then at the same time Cloudflare made the Hinfo record unobsoleted, and that's the record that I kind of abuse for this. So I still have a wish list of I would like to have added in the expired draft for catalog zones, which is define your masters with the SRV record. Let's see. Sorry, I have to read from my slide. And do your masters a bit different. The code example speaks for itself. So to have this a standard, then I think additional work needs to be done. I have to convince vendors of authoritative software to use this. First it needs to be a standard. I don't know how much enthusiasm there is for it. In Bind it's supported, and in the others it's not. So for the ones that it's not supported, I now have to use additional software, and that I don't like so much, of course. So I'll put code examples on my website, which is dns.company/catzone. There's at the moment not that much yet, but I will soon put more stuff there. This is a list of references which contain all the white papers and tutorials. You have to read it later on if you're interested. And that's the last slide. Questions?
Thank you, Leon. Oh,
this is Andre. I see. So, thank you, Leo, and thank you for being brave to doing your first presentation here. With the catalog zones, the situation is a little bit complicated because there's a draft lying in IETF, which nobody has the time to finish for the catalog zones too. So, if you want to be co-author of the draft, it would be great. Because it needs more work, and then our implementation in Bayern needs to be updated to match the new draft. We also have some other ideas what could be put into catalog zones, but we had some plan, and then DOH came, and we just had to replan the thing. So DOH is the new kid on the block that's blocking all the
consuming all the time.
Well, not all of it, but it consumes some of the time which we had reserved for the catalog zones, and then we need to synchronize with like these folks, those folks, and CZNIC who isn't here. But I don't know if they are going to implement our catalog zones yet. But yes, any help that anybody using catalog zones can give us, the DNS developers, in terms of specification or even like testing it or even patches are always welcome. So if you are a DNS developer and care about catalog zones and can you help with the bind code or NSD code or Power DNS code, we all would like to accept patches from anybody. Good patches.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to help with that as well.
Okay, that's nice to hear.
This is Willem of Nelnet Labs who says he would like to help with that as well.
Well, as it's question time, I can also ask you a question. Did anyone try it in the audience?
Catalog zones in general?
Yeah. Okay, that's not that much. But yeah, maybe if people understand the benefits of it, then yeah.
And, speaking from PowerDNS, the problem we see is that we know everybody wants this, but none of the people that want this are our paying customers.
Yeah,
there's no overlap there, which means we're not going to pull that card.
Yeah,
which means you.
I think, like maybe. In my code example, if you look in my code example, it's here. So you see on the right a number, an ID for the domain name.
Yeah,
and that's actually the PowerDNS domain ID.
Yeah.
So.
You said you were doing an external implementation. The current PowerDNS experimental implementation is also external. It talks to the API.
But I still, in 1999, I used PowerDNS, I think.
Yeah.
And then I still have this database. The naming is still the same.
Right.
And the other field that you see there left to the ID is the SOA. So then you can use it to look up in your local authoritative if you're in sync with the master.
All right. Any other questions for Leo or from Leo? Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be back in 5 minutes with a final speaker.